Tomorrow morning, our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, will focus on immigration. But we thought we'd get an early start this morning by focusing on the Latino population and the Latino vote, a segment courted aggressively by both political parties. This past weekend saw the first ever Boston Latino Conference. And joining us live this morning is WGBH contributor Marcela Garcia, who attended the event. Good morning, Marcela.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, the statistics on, first of all, the population of Latinos in Boston and Massachusetts is pretty amazing. When we were looking over them this morning, I don't think a lot of people realize just how significant the population is.
Right. Here in Boston, 17% of the population is Latino. It has grown within the last 10 years more than 20-30%. And there's about 100, more than 100,000 Latinos living in the city. And you're right, people don't realize.
And also the school system.
Correct. There's the Boston public school system right now, it's a minority-majority system. 42% of the students there are Latino. And people just don't realize that, again, within the current debate of the school assignments, you don't hear this voice of Latinos, and they're the majority.
Interesting. And you said the Dominicans now have gone past Puerto Ricans.
Yes. In the city of Boston, Puerto Ricans have been the majority in terms of ethnicity in Latinos, but now Dominicans at 30,000 or so. It's the majority of Latinos.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of Latinos, but they don't vote, do they?
Right. They're, generally speaking, I guess there is a feeling of apathy among Latinos towards politics and politicians, in general. There is this tradition in Latin America of a feeling of the politics don't do anything for me, politicians are corrupt, etc. So it's very hard to engage them, and that's why there is this need to educate them more so than the average voter. That's why this conference this past weekend was so critical, the need to engage only 10% of the population here in Massachusetts is Latino. 6.5% are eligible voters. That means that they can vote, but only 1.5 are registered and actually vote. So there is a huge need.
Now, you had somebody at the conference not from Boston, but who talked about the same problem elsewhere in the country. Tell us about him.
Correct. Councilman Daniel Valenzuela from Phoenix, Arizona. He represents West Phoenix, a district that, according to him, has a strong parallel with East Boston. It's largely Latino. And again, East Boston is the area of the city where most Latinos live. Approximately 50% of the East Boston population is Latino. He came to talk about his experience running. He was able to increase the Latino vote by more than 400% by just running, engaging people, educating the voters. And it was just a great case study for all the people attending the conference to hear about his experience.
Okay, let's hear some of what he had to say.
When I talk with someone and I ask them why they didn't vote or why they don't vote, a common response is, those elected officials don't care about me. Those politicians don't care about me. Why should I vote? Then I have to explain to them, they don't care because you don't vote. We can march every day. And sometimes we do. I know marching is therapeutic. I march. Marching peacefully is therapeutic. But I got to tell you, every time I've marched, I look to my right and I look to my left, and I realize that if everyone here who is marching, if they voted in the first place, we probably wouldn't be marching. And then I look at them and firmly ask that they march one more time. March with me to the polls.
That's great.
Yes. Great message.
It is. And, you know, another thing that's fascinating is among Latino voters, President Obama has this overwhelming lead against Mitt Romney. I think it's 71-21%. And there's also been a high number of people deported under the Obama administration. So why are Latinos so overwhelmingly supported of the president?
Well, there is a strong sense among in the Latino community. There is a segment of the population that feel that we should be, as a community, demanding better treatment by the Obama administration in terms of, he promised immigration reform, he didn't enact it. I personally think he could have been more aggressive in his approach to immigration reform. He did enact the deferred action last June for young undocumented immigrants, which aligns with the Dream Act goals. But he hasn't, you know, obviously enacted the Dream Act, which is what people would like to see. But then again, you see the alternative, and the alternative is former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who has said that he would veto the Dream Act, who has said that he would halt the deferred action enacted by President Obama, and who has called for self-deportation, effectively creating a new term in this immigration debate. So it really isn't, it's almost as if you're picking the less of two evils. The alternative seems much, much worse for Latinos than Obama.
Now, you had somebody speaking from the National Council of the RAZA, the largest natural Latino civil rights, and he was talking about historically how Hispanics have voted. Let's listen to him.
Traditionally, and we're talking historically over the last 30 years in national elections, the Hispanic electorate has roughly been a two-thirds, one-third Democratic-leaning electorate amongst the Hispanic community. The Romney campaign has not invested very much, relatively speaking, in the Hispanic media. And outside of having Hispanic surrogates, prominent Hispanic leaders speaking on behalf of the campaign, there hasn't been, we haven't seen anyway, a large sort of field presence in the Hispanic communities around the country with the Republican Party, which has been different than the Obama campaign, which has had, you know, field operations and more of a local presence. And so that relationship and also talking about our issues is what Latino community is looking for. And we're looking for access to having a seat at the table, regardless of the parties.
So, Marcella, what's being done here in Boston to get out the Latino vote?
Well, this effort of the Latino Conference was conducted by a group of organizations that provide social services to Latinos and immigrants in the city. But in terms of the campaigns, the Obama campaign has, you know, done ads in Spanish, Romney to less results, I guess. But also at the local level, the Brown and the Warren campaigns have also been courting the Latino vote. Actually, last night, this just in, Senator Brown opened an office in Jamaica Plain, and it wasn't really advertised as a Latino office, but Jamaica Plain has largely been considered, you know, the Latino district is home of the Latin Quarter in Boston. So that could probably be seen as an effort.
Well, thank you so much, WGBH contributor Marcella Garcia. Thank you for being with us this morning. And a reminder, if you haven't registered to vote yet, you only have today and tomorrow to vote in this November's election if you're not registered. And you may tune in tomorrow when we'll have that focus on immigration right here on WGBH. Thank you, Marcella.
Thank you.